640 at DWS. Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and we're joined this morning by Nathan Montgomery from Salt and Light. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. Glad to have you with us.
Nathan, I drove past, well, my childhood home is still right near the Philo Road corridor, and the Salt and Light facility there, the sign, the energy around it. Tell us about this incredible new facility.
Yeah, it's exciting and terrifying all at the same time. But yeah, we've opened a second location that is much larger than our original of about 9,000 square feet. This one, the old county market on Philo Road, is about 57,000 square feet. So it's allowed us to expand the grocery, especially thrift, and all of our educational opportunities, and provide access to them to, you know, residents who really it just wasn't accessible for being in Champaign. With an hour on the bus each way just to get there from that area of town, they just really couldn't access our programming.
So it's been open, but you've kind of a soft opening, but there's a grand opening coming up this Thursday at 9 a.m. with ribbon cutting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, for us, it's now creating awareness, right, that, hey, we're here, we're present in Urbana, and we need people. We want people to come in. We wanted to work out the bugs, like any kind of store opening, and make sure things were working properly before we really invited the masses in. But yeah, this Thursday at 8:30, we'll have the ribbon cutting with all the officials in the hoopla, and really announce to the community that, hey, we're there and ready for you to come in.
The community is welcome to shop here. This is not just for underprivileged or low income. You encourage people because that's how you will make money.
Yeah, so our programming model really depends on that, depends on people coming in and shopping and those dollars actually funding the programming, and more importantly, the store credit that our participants earn by volunteering, by working at other nonprofits in the community. They earn that store credit in an hourly wage that they can then spend in our grocery and our thrift area, acquiring the resources their family needs through their own capacity. A hugely empowering process, and one that we see really helps to advance lasting change in the lives of those that we work with.
So the average Joe off the street can go on there and shop for anything.
Yeah, so our grocery in Urbana is actually a little larger than an Aldi's, quite a bit more items. And so, you know, think Aldi's as far as the kind of the content, the availability when you go in there. And then, of course, we have the thrift as well with all kinds of stuff. I know my wife, my daughters love just to kind of, you never know what you're going to find in a thrift store.
Sure.
Along with all the educational offerings that we'll have there, from computer technology to childcare, so that's not an obstacle for people participating in our program, to our workplace readiness training that we do, along with just a myriad of community collaborations that we're now really exploring.
Now, you mentioned, of course, job preparedness. Who do you get to come in and help guide people in that process?
Yeah, so we have classes that we've been teaching that are financial education and soft skills jobs training, kind of independent of one another. And this next year, we're rolling them into one kind of workplace readiness that includes a practical on-the-job training component. And through that, we want to pair them with allies. These are volunteers that come in and go through our orientation who are specifically trained to meet with people one-on-one. And so we want them to really walk through these individuals through this process and be there as a support and a coach, and ultimately help them to find outside employment and transition into that employment.
What exactly is Personal Development Allies?
Yeah, so that's the allies, and the personal development piece is one that now is kind of getting absorbed into that workplace readiness. It had a similar function where we have individuals that will come in off the street and just ask for help or support, whether it be, we've had one here in the last couple of months that just wanted someone to go with them to a court hearing, just to have someone there and support as they're trying to navigate that process. We've had individuals who really find themselves in such a difficult spot that they don't even know which direction to go next and are looking for a sounding board. And so people who maybe don't have that kind of positive peer support in their life that can really be a sounding board, we're not looking for individuals who are trying to fix people, really more be that peer support that can help ask the right questions.
And you have access to a computer lab as well if somebody just simply wants help printing up a resume or looking at job sites.
Yeah, so we've had a small computer lab in Champaign, but in Urbana, our computer technology area is going to be a little over 1,100 square feet. We're actually waiting on the tables right now. We're going to start with 18 stations in kind of a collaborative learning environment, so they'll be in pods to provide access as well as opportunities for classroom education.
Dave, Nathan and I were talking in the hallway about the fact that when you and I started talking to him, they had, what, four full-time people, and that was a couple of years ago. Tell us how much you've grown since then.
Yeah, so with the change in our model in 2014, we went from four full and part-time to overnight 14, ultimately beginning this year with 17. Seven of those that are basically coming from standing in line, ultimately. And now with the advent of Urbana, we're sitting at 41 full and part-time employees who we're really providing a sustainable opportunity to. Our cashiers start at $11 an hour. We do health insurance for all full-time employees, paid time off for all employees. So we're really seeking to provide a job and a wage that can sustain a family. And so that's the beauty of our model is certainly the developmental approach to providing access to these basic resources, but also the fact that we are creating jobs here in the community as well.
And over 41 people now.
Yeah, it's a lot of those, obviously, with the advent of Urbana. And it's a little, I'm not going to lie, a little overwhelming at times too, with the growth that we've experienced in the last couple of years. But I think it's a testament to, one, how the community really has been embracing our model and the effectiveness of it.
How much time and effort did it take you to develop this Urbana store? I mean, it started out as a grocery store, so that should have helped, I would think.
It did. The building itself was perfectly suited for our needs, from the drive-through up front that we are now able to use for donation drop-off to the loading bay in the back that meets our needs for both, you know, grocery and receiving furniture, to the layout of the store. I mean, we had to do a lot of work beginning in June. We actually signed our agreement in May and began in June. Actually, my director of retail operations and myself ripping out all of the refrigeration and freezers we didn't need because it was a full-service grocery store, and they left all of it. But yeah, it's been quite the project as we prepared the store both for the grocery, the thrift, as well as the educational wing.
You mentioned the fact that people donate, whether it's clothing items or household items. Where do you get your food from?
So our food at this point is sourced through Super Value. So we work with them just like any other grocery does. When we first made our model change, we were having to work with Aldi. It was really kind of our only option at that time. And so we began pursuing the opportunity to work with a wholesaler because obviously that would help us. And they have been a great partner walking with us through this whole process as we're really also learning the grocery business, right? I mean, the 750 square foot grocery we have in Champaign is nothing compared to what we're operating in Urbana.
But you still need donations. You still need the community to step up because there are general operating costs that need to get covered.
Yeah. So while we have moved more and more in a direction of self-sustainability, which I think is great and behooves most nonprofits to figure out how they can do that, there's still donations are needed. We've moved from 100% donation base to this year, we're going to be about 65 to 70% based in program revenue, people like you and I shopping in the store. And then next year, we're looking at about 90% program revenue. But we still have around a $400,000 annual need that we need to raise at this point to help keep things rolling.
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, with all the development you've got going here, the addition of the Urbana store, hiring new people, all the things that you offer, I can really see that happening. So that's good. We look forward to helping you out with this. How can people get a hold of Salt and Light?
So you can call us at 217-355-5654, and from there they can connect you with either location. You can also go to our website, saltandlightministry.org, and there's information there about volunteering, about donating.
There's a donate tab in the right upper right-hand corner, by the way. It's that simple.
Yeah, so we really, I mean, that's, especially this time of year, you know, you hear that a lot. But, of course, with us, too, in this project, that we have these capital costs that we're trying to recoup as a part of the project as well. So certainly the website has a wealth of information. And just stopping in, Urbana, you know, it is open now, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Of course, the grand opening this Thursday morning, if anyone wants to come out, but stop by and see it. It's, you know, it's one of those things, I can describe it, but until you see it, I don't know how many people I've walked through there and done a tour with who say, wow, this is really a store.
That's amazing. I can't wait to come by.
Nathan Montgomery with Salt and Light. Nathan, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nathan.
We got more coming up on DWS.